Jackson State on December 21st. $36 for the three games in Little Rock and $24 for the two games in Pine Bluff.
Jim has more sports coming up in 25 minutes.
Reaction to the election on Wednesday's Pat Lynch Show, 9 to noon here. KARN, the News Authority.
Clear skies, 37 degrees. KARN News Time is 6:16. This is Bob Harrison along with Ron Breeding, Dr. Joe Sobel's AccuWeather for today. Partly Clinton, folks, with a high of 50. Tonight, cold, scattered frost in areas down to about 32 for tomorrow and Friday. Partly sunny and cold with highs between 46 and 50. Again, we have clear skies, 37 right now at KARN. And Ron will be back with more election results coming up. From the Old State House, October 3rd, 1991.
Today, I proudly announce my candidacy for President of the United States of America.
To the Old State House, November 3rd, 1992.
I want to thank the people of this wonderful small state.
KARN has covered candidate Bill Clinton from coast to coast. The snows of New Hampshire, Super Tuesday, the California primary, the convention in New York City, the brutal campaign trail to the fairy tale finale.
I still believe in a place called home.
And nobody will cover the Clinton presidency better than us.
God bless America. Thank you all.
KARN, News Radio 920. The Dow was down about 10 yesterday. Of course, everything's brand new today. Lou Graham has more coming up. KARN News Time, 6:18.
I want to thank the people of this wonderful small state.
Governor Bill Clinton last night accepting his victory in a speech outside the Old State House in downtown Little Rock. Governor Clinton becoming President-elect Bill Clinton has kind of an interesting ring to it. Of course, last night's rally outside the State House was the same place Clinton announced his presidential bid 13 months ago.
Together, we can do it. Together, we can make the country that we love everything it was meant to be. I still believe in a place called home. God bless America. Thank you all.
Clinton was accompanied last night by wife Hillary and daughter Chelsea, as well as Vice President-elect Al Gore and his family. Just before that speech in downtown Little Rock, President Bush extended congratulations to Clinton in a concession speech delivered just after 10 o'clock last night in Houston.
He did run a strong campaign. I wish him well in the White House, and I want the country to know that our entire administration will work closely with his team to ensure the smooth transition of power.
Bush expressed special thanks to wife Barbara and Vice President Dan Quayle. Now, Arkansas Democrats won the presidential race, but not every new face headed to Washington from this state will be Democratic. The state Republican Party remains optimistic, sending two new GOP congressmen to the Capitol, along with Governor Clinton. Former Governor Frank White sees some growth for the GOP down the road.
Really, I think when you look at Western Little Rock, there are a lot of Republican votes there, a lot of conservative votes. I think the same is true of Maumelle and North Little Rock. So I think the Republican Party, with good leadership, well-financed, and good candidates, does have a future in the state, and we're certainly going to try and build it.
For the first time in Arkansas history, two of the state's four congressmen are Republican. Jay Dickey and Tim Hutchinson both head to Washington come January. Now, Virginia Governor James Wilder was one of those in town last night for the celebration. He believes the Clinton victory in the presidential race shows many Americans are ready for some serious change.
I'm just pleased. I think the voters are clearly indicating they want to change, and this is manifested. It almost would amount to a mandate.
Now, the question of who becomes Arkansas's next governor is one that we're going to have to deal with in the weeks and days ahead. Apparently, it'll be decided by the courts. A lawsuit has been filed in circuit court to clear up the state's constitution, which calls for an election to fill a vacancy in the governor's office. But a 1914 amendment says the duties of governor are assumed by the lieutenant governor. Then a 1934 amendment said the governor shall appoint someone to fill such a vacancy, excluding himself and the lieutenant governor. State officials say they expect the state Supreme Court to finally sort out the confusing mess sometime in the next week or so. With less than the 100% of the precincts reporting, or rather with less than 100 precincts not reporting statewide, total voter turnout yesterday, 890,000, and that is a new record for Arkansas. 886,000 was the record set in 1984. And I tell you, if my polling place was any indication, long waits all over the state.
I think I lucked out only an hour and a half yesterday.
No kidding, guys.
KARN News Time, 6:21. Lou Graham on business coming up.
Here's a real no-brainer. To improve your bottom line, stop spending so much right off the top. Come to Office Max, the office product superstore. Hi, I'm Max. We stock thousands of brand-name items drastically discounted every day, averaging 30 to 70% off manufacturer's list prices. And you'll have the Office Max low price guarantee. See store for details. Save on everything from fax machines to rubber bands and on items like these.
Save on the Identity 2400 baud modem with free Prodigy. Use it with computer teleservices or send and receive data in seconds. Get it for $49.99. Plus, save on the Curtis Keyboard Space Saver. It features a compact, space-saving desktop design, and it's priced at just $29.92 at Office Max.
Save more, spend less. Another business tip from Office Max, where savings is the bottom line.
Visit the Little Rock Office Max in the University Plaza Shopping Center at the corner of Asher and University.
KRN Business News Time is 6:22, and the Clinton presidency has claimed its first casualty. Keith Weinstein is at Merrill Lynch this morning. Lou Graham, he didn't hear about that closeout on champagne at Papa Top, did he, Lou? Keith?
I wouldn't want to comment on that, to be politically correct here. But analysts are saying that one of the driving issues, and the driving issue, was the economy, which is the key for the Clinton victory. And reactions to the Clinton victory are mixed all in the markets around the world. The Nikkei was the first to close after the Clinton victory and showed a good gain of 211.84 points. That brings the Nikkei to 17,065 on light volume, 140 million shares trading. But tax and export-import issues cloud the future, and there are apparently some mixed opinions on that victory. Paris CAC is off 8.5, German DAX off 8.5, London FTSE Times Index down 5. Hong Kong, on the other hand, up 127 points. Singapore up 15.5. Australia up about 18.3 points. U.S. dollar is steady with some profit taking against the pound and the D-mark, but up against the yen. Gold's off 50 cents at 337. Brent North Sea crude, $19.18 off 7 cents on spot. On Brent crude. But there's a big move going on right now with the 30-year U.S. Treasury bond, currently up 0.75 points at 7.59. And that's about it for right now.
All right, Keith, we've got just a second here. All right. I read something yesterday. Historically, Wall Street really doesn't do much between Election Day and the first of the year, regardless who wins.
Well, that is true. It's kind of a soft time in terms of the business, but there are a lot of things that happen during that, and maybe not during the stock so much, but there's a lot of movement in bonds generally, and some back and forth action with people restructuring portfolios, taking losses for tax purposes at that time, and rebuilding a bond portfolio as well.
All right, Keith Weinstein from Merrill Lynch.
Little Rock, the home of Bill Clinton, the Razorbacks, and great radio. And speaking of great radio, join me for the Gil Gross Show right here on KARN News Radio 920.
If you don't just like music, if instead you love music, you can add thousands of CDs to your collection every month for less than the cost of a single CD. How? With digital cable radio. 19 channels of digital CD quality sound right through your stereo. Rock channels, jazz channels, classical, big band and country channels, love songs and kids channels, even a blues Zydeco folk new age and world channel. All in pure, perfect digital sound for just $9.95 a month. And as wonderful as it is, there's something you won't get with digital cable radio. Interruptions. No interruptions at all. Just music. Plus an 800 number to dial for song titles. Digital cable radio. New from store or cable. It's the next best thing to having a CD store in your stereo, and it's only $9.95 a month. DCR. Now your cable isn't just for TV anymore. Call store or cable now in Little Rock, 375-5755, and in North Little Rock, 758-3490. Stop by Creative Sight and Sound, Custom Audio and Video, Midwest TV and Appliance, or Schuster's Home Furnishings to hear DCR and register to win a surround sound system.
The Osgood File. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Both President Bush and Ross Perot were gracious last night in conceding the presidential election to Bill Clinton. Clinton's victory was impressive and decisive. Even his opponents have to wish Bill Clinton well now, because he is not only going to be the president of the people who voted for him, he will also be president of the people who voted against him. This always takes a little getting used to. Stand by.
Right now at Value Right, look for bargains down every aisle during our big seasonal savings sale. Choose from a wide variety of Maybelline mascaras and lipsticks for only $2.49 each. Maybelline nail polish at $1.69. Or save on Maybelline eyeshadows, now on sale for just $1.99 at all participating pharmacies. Just one more reason you can't go wrong at Value Right. You'll find us in the Yellow Pages.
Val is missing. How far will Gary go to find her?
Something has happened to my wife.
Sumner wants out. How far will Ann go to hold him?
Have I made a total fool of myself?
Karen's daughter is in danger. How far will she go to keep her?
Don't presume you're my friend. And don't you presume that you have a right to my child.
It's only as far as Knott's Landing.
The woman's a convicted felon.
How far will they go this time?
What do you say, Mayor? I think we have to talk.
Thursday on CBS.
The people have spoken, so now what's in store is President Clinton, Vice President Gore. That's a sequence of syllables we'll all adjust to. The tongue and the mind have adjusting they must do. It's something that happens each time there's a change, for a part of us always finds change a bit strange. But we'll make the transition all right without fail from President Bush and Vice President Quayle. Will they go back to Indiana and Texas when Bill Clinton's sworn in and they both become exes? Right now, I'm not sure that's so easy to tell. They've both got some adjusting to do now as well. It cannot be easy when you've been chief executive to go to whatever life may be consecutive. Does an ex-president become restless and bored? Ask Nixon and Carter. Ask Reagan and Ford. It was Harry S. Truman who always was vexed when called the ex-president. Didn't like being exed. Mr. Truman preferred the more formal term, former. Former President Truman thought former was warmer. Ex has the sound of an axe in this case, or the sound of a door being slammed in your face. The prefix we've heard in divorce all our lives, when referring, of course, to ex-husbands and wives. As for Governor Clinton and Senator Gore, those titles, of course, won't apply anymore. Just think how it must feel to become White House resident and have everyone calling you now Mr. President. But you can't ever let it all go to your head or take too much to heart all that's written or said. For time passes by and the world keeps on spinning. Every dog has its day. Every team has its inning. And you change the address where you're getting your mail. Ask Carter and Mondale. Just ask Bush and Quayle. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
What happens when people get a taste of Healthy Choice Soup? They keep coming back for more. More savory goodness from our special seasonings, lean meats, and crisp vegetables. After all, since we add less salt and fat, there's more room for flavor. And now Healthy Choice gives you more variety, too. With 7 new soups, all brimming with rich home-simmered taste. More variety, more flavor, more of what you love in a soup. Healthy Choice. Never settle for less.
The Osgood File, November 4th, 1992.
Hi, I'm Brent Terrell for TLC Daily Rental, where you rent the cleanest and best-maintained cars, trucks, and passenger vans available, and our number is still 568-RENT. During this election year, TLC can be the change you're looking for. Whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or Independent, TLC is good for everyone. TLC appeals to improve family values through low daily rental rates. Our vehicles are environmentally safe, and our education policy is simply to remind you that our number is still 568-RENT. Finally, TLC wants you to know its most important position. In Little Rock, it's the corner of South University and Maplevale Pike. And in Pine Bluff, it's in Jefferson Square. You don't have to go to the airport to find TLC Daily Rental, and I'll guarantee that you won't find dirt or litter from the previous customer in one of our vehicles. Doesn't this sound like the change you're looking for? So when it's time for you to go, call TLC Daily Rental at 568-RENT, the politically correct daily rental company serving Central Arkansas.
When you want to know, first, tune to us. News Radio 920, KARN.
Clear skies, 37 degrees. KARN News Time 6:30. Bob Harrison and Ron Breeden, here's what's news.
Little Rock, the eyes of the world are on Arkansas today. After the election of our governor, the next president of the United States.
Little Rock Republican Jim Keith wins a hard-fought state Senate race over incumbent John Pagan.
Pine Bluff Republicans Jay Dickey and Tim Hutchinson are among those heading to Congress come January.
Bloomingdale, Minnesota, televangelist Pat Robertson is offering to help a school district fight an effort to remove a picture of Jesus from a high school hallway. Jim, what's up in sports?
First baseman Eric Karras named the National League Rookie of the Year. He is the 12th Dodger to win it. See how many you can think of before we tell you.
Oh, okay. Dr. Joe Sobel says it's going to be a partly Clinton day with a high of about 50. Cold, scattered frost tonight down to 32, and the five-day looks really chilly. It's clear 37 right now at KARN. 631.
Election 92. I'm Randy Riddle. Bill Clinton won the presidency with 43% of the popular vote.
We need more than ever for those of you who said, let's put the public interest over personal interest to keep it right there for 4 years so we can turn this country around.
President Bush trailed Mr. Clinton by 5 points and now looks forward to life as a private citizen.
I plan to get very active in the grandchild business.
Ross Perot got half as many votes as George Bush. In one of her campaign commercials, Pennsylvania Democrat Lynn Yackel called Arlen Specter the most obnoxious man in the U.S. Senate. Obnoxious or not, Specter is staying in the Senate, but 5 women Democrats won their Senate races, Mikulski in Maryland, Braun in Illinois, Murray in Washington, Feinstein and Boxer in California. This is Feinstein.
We will be the Cagney-Lacey 1-2 punch for the state of California.
Voters approved congressional term limits in all 14 states where they had the chance. These measures are open to constitutional challenge. So term limit crusader James Coyne says, if that's what it takes, change the Constitution.
The only solution is for Congress to do just as what it did on presidential term limits, and that is to pass a constitutional amendment. Hopefully this will put pressure on Congress to do that. They've refused to do it so far. We're very hopeful that they will next year.
An election footnote to the Clarence Thomas, Anita Hill controversy. Among the senators running for re-election yesterday were 12 who voted to confirm Thomas's nomination to the Supreme Court. Of those 12, only 2 were defeated, Kasten of Wisconsin and Seymour of California. Election 92, I'm Randy Riddle, CBS News.
KARN News Time, 6:33. Bob Harrison back with you. Saw a memo when I came in this morning. What great news. Ron's just making his way back in the studio. Pickett Industries is going to come by with some food again today for us.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, day after celebration, Pickett Industries, of course, the folks I've been bragging about, they do some great vending and catering in the area. Gosh, they can feed 10,000 people at a single sitting. So if you got a party coming up, have no fear. Call Jane Preston, 758-1111. She can put on a spread, whatever you want to do.
And they do it with a single loaf and a single fish. That's a remarkable thing.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle. What they do it with is some of the finest food you can imagine. And I tell you what, if you got some corporate gift giving, they've got some smoked turkey and smoked ham baskets that they can fix up for you that will take care of everything if you got some holiday gift giving ahead. 758-1111. Now, Jane Preston is the lady to talk to. Places Pickett Industries. They're over on the north side. All types of meals. And I don't know. Do you think they're going to bring the sesame chicken drummies along today? Maybe the smoked sausage tidbits, or will it be crab mornay today in honor of the new presidency? KARN News Time is 6:34.
Well, to the strains of Happy Trails to You, young and old, black and white, gathered in front of the White House early this morning to celebrate Bill Clinton's victory. The crowd was well-behaved, some shouting and screaming, others dancing and saying they look forward to 4 years under a Clinton administration. Some students from nearby George Washington University say the youth of America spoke out for change yesterday. Iraqis are waking up to what they expect to be good news, President Bush losing his re-election bid. The feeling among most Iraqis is that with Bush out of office, the country will have a better chance of ending the economic sanctions imposed after Baghdad's 1990 invasion of Kuwait. There have been no large-scale celebrations, but people have gathered at several places to shout congratulations to passersby. However, the U.S. election news is not the biggest story in Iraq today. It was only the 5th item in the morning report on state-run Baghdad Radio. The radio ran the item without comment, and there's been no comment on the election results from the Iraqi government. At least one London newspaper decided to call the election even before the East Coast polls had closed yesterday. The Guardian declared in a headline yesterday evening, "It's President Clinton." The tabloid London Today bannered America Hails President Bill. California voters carved out a piece of history yesterday. Pat Davis reports new ground was broken on both the national and statewide levels.
For the first time since 1964, Californians voted in favor of a Democrat in the presidential race. For the first time in history, California voters elected two women to the U.S. Senate, former San Francisco Mayor Dianne Feinstein, Bay Area Congresswoman Barbara Boxer. After looking at a number of controversial initiatives, Californians turned down a proposal to become the first state in the nation to legalize physician-assisted suicide. Voters also turned down a proposal to cut welfare costs 25%, possibly because it was linked to a measure to give the governor unusual power to deal with a fiscal emergency. Voters in California said yes to term limits for members of Congress and the U.S. Senate. It's estimated over 11 million voters, or 75% of the state's electorate, cast ballots in the presidential election, 2% more than 4 years ago. Pat Davis for CBS News, Sacramento.
KARN News Time is 6:36. Here's Dr. Joe Sobel's exclusive AccuWeather forecast.
We'll have sunshine and good supply today, but a chilly breeze and the high temperature only around 50. Partly cloudy and cold tonight. A scattered frost in areas where the wind dies away, low 32. Tomorrow will be partly sunny, cold, high 46. Frosty tomorrow night, then mixed clouds and sun, and still chilly on Friday, the high 48. The five-day AccuWeather forecast for Saturday, partly sunny, high 50. And then Sunday, sun followed by clouds and the high 58. This is meteorologist Joe Sobel with KARN's exclusive AccuWeather radar forecast.
It's clear, 37 at KARN.
With that crisp crackle of pre-autumn excitement in the air, we take you to Guatney Chevrolet in lovely downtown Jacksonville. I'm Pat Lynch, and with me is Ralph Jackson.
Good morning, Pat.
Well, Ralph, gosh, how is everything?
Hey, everything is just beautiful in downtown Jacksonville. And hey, have I got a bunch of 92 storms I need to get rid of.
Make Mr. G proud.
Mm-hmm. Fuel-injected 12-valve engine in these rascals. You're not going to say anything about vroom or anything?
Oh.
High-speed transmission, rack and pinion steering, power brakes, body side molding, sport mirrors.
Mr. G, I'm on your team, honest. AM FM stereo.
All season steel belted radials, Pat, to get all of this for only $87, $88 after the rebates.
At Guatney Chevrolet in Jacksonville.
You're gonna like our style. We know how to make you smile. At Guatney Chevrolet.
You're listening to the deals we normally cut on consumer loans at First Commercial Bank.
Okay, now here's what we'll do when you open a First Package account and take out a consumer loan.
Only with First Package do you get 0.5% off the standard APR on consumer loans, a low-interest Visa card with no annual fee, and a host of other services all for one low monthly fee. First Package. Now there's something worth changing banks for. First Commercial Bank, member FDIC.
Four!
I think it's Timber.
Timber?
Stay tuned, folks. Rush Limbaugh on Fear and Ignorance coming up. KARN News Time, 6:38.
Never mind. I was going to say something, but I won't. Some weird news out of Malibu, California this morning, where it's been reported that ABC News correspondent Gary Shepard has been hospitalized in serious condition after being severely beaten at his Malibu home, apparently by an intruder. Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies say they were called to the veteran newsman's home yesterday afternoon by a neighbor. Authorities say they don't know when the beating took place. A spokesman at Santa Monica Hospital Medical Center says the 53-year-old Shepard had surgery last night to repair a fractured skull. The surgery went well, and everything is expected to be fine. The Supreme Court today takes up a case posing tough questions about religious freedom. At issue is whether freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution include the right to sacrifice animals in church rituals. The case is being brought by members of a religious group in Hialeah, Florida, who say city ordinances banning animal sacrifice unfairly target their beliefs. Hialeah enacted the ban in 1987 after the Santeria group announced plans to open a church there. The ancient African religion involves the sacrifice of animals such as chickens, goats, and sheep for birth, death, and marriage rituals. The court's ruling could provide new guidelines for religious freedom that would affect mainstream denominations as well. And Pat Robertson's 700 Club is offering to help a Michigan public school take that is being sued over a picture of Jesus in a high school hallway. Student Eric Pinsinger and his mother have filed a federal lawsuit against the district asking that the school take down the painting, which has been hanging for some 30 years. because they say it violates the separation of church and state. Pat Robertson's 700 Club is offering to come in, rather his offer came in the form of a fax to the school district. There's no word yet on whether the district will take him up on that offer.
KARA News Time 640, Jim Miller Sports coming up.
When you insist on quality, your money goes farther. And at Harvest Foods, we guarantee quality in everything you buy. Everything. You'll find only 100% USDA choice beef at Harvest Foods. All our seafood is inspected by the U.S. Department of Commerce, so you can serve your family seafood with confidence. And Harvest Foods poultry is 100% grade A. Satisfaction guaranteed or double your money back. No other store can make all those quality statements, and that's just the beginning. Harvest Foods store-wide quality means you shop with confidence down every aisle. In fact, we're so sure that our private label brands, produce, dairy, and other fresh items, are so much better than anyone else's, they all have a double money-back guarantee, too. The bottom line? At Harvest Foods, we'll match prices with anybody, but nobody can match quality with us. Quality. It means your money's worth more at Harvest Foods.
KARN Sports Time, 641. Jim was quizzing us about Dodger Rookies of the Year. Now, I came up with Jackie Robinson.
Very good.
And I know Junior Gilliam, the year I was born, 1953.
Okay, right. Fellow who managed the Cubs last year. Jim LaFever.
Jimmy LaFever.
Remember, he was part of that
switch-hitting infield. Parker, Wes Parker.
Wes Parker.
Jim LaFever, Maury Wills, and Junior Gilliam.
Junior Gilliam, that's very good. I knew that you would know that. To really understand, when you talk about National League Rookie of the Year, sometimes you have to look at who's won it to realize, how important that could be. How about Willie Mays, Frank Robinson, Willie McCovey, Pete Rose, Tom Seaver, Johnny Bench? That's some pretty good names there, right? Back to the, it was Eric Karros yesterday, first baseman for the Dodgers, who had a terrible season. They finished last for the first time since 1906 or whenever it was. And yet Karros, with his 20 homers and 88 RBIs, both of those are Dodger rookie records. Somebody had hit 20 home runs before, but the 88 RBIs is tops. He beat out Moises Alou, that's Philippe Alou's son, with Montreal, but it wasn't even close. Karros got 22 first-place votes. Alou didn't get any. The other two first-place votes went to Tim Wakefield, the knuckleballer with the Pirates, but he was in only 13 games. And some people say, gee whiz, it seems like he would have won that. He had such an effect on the Pirates. Well, he won two games in the playoffs, but they don't count. This is just regular season only. So he was 8-1 when he came up from AAA ball and did a good job. Alou, by the way, hit .282 with 9 homers. And then behind Wakefield, Reggie Sanders. And then fifth was Donovan Osborne, who last year pitched for the Travelers, a very poor team. He finished 8-12. He went up to the Cardinals this year, was 11-9. And the fellow right behind him, who finished sixth in the batting, was Mike Perez. You know, Perez, a Traveler of 89 and 90, went up to the Cardinals last year, 77 games this year. He was 9-3 and had the best ERA on the club, 1.84. The other Dodgers, by the way, they had four in a row one time. In 79 through 82, they had Rick Sutcliffe. They had Steve Howe, Fernando Valenzuela, and Steve Sachs. And
repeat, that's a great bar question.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a
79, 80, 81, 82. Also, a lot of people forget that Frank Howard came up with the Dodgers. He was Rookie of the Year in 1960.
Frank Howard, what was he, 6'6", 260, something like?
6'8"? 6'8". Yeah, the gentle giant, like Boog Powell, big guys.
One of the first guys to hit it over the roof in
Washington.
Washington.
Yeah.
Did you see any of his shots?
No, I didn't, tell you the truth. I was already down here then, and you have to go from the 30s, 40s, and 50s in Philadelphia.
But I'm thinking the guys in the 60s when
I
was watching
television, but that doesn't count.
Frank Howard, Boog Powell, Willie Stargell,
Brooks.
A lot of big guys. Willie McCovey.
Stargell, 79, MVP, tied with former Traveler Keith Hernandez.
Keith Hernandez, yeah. Well, Jim and I talking baseball, folks. It's the hot stove league. It's either that or Bill Clinton this morning, so take your pick. More sports in 30 minutes right here
I'm Ed Crane, CBS News. On this morning's World News Roundup, thousands celebrated in Little Rock last night as Bill Clinton defeated George Bush, and quickly the president-elect started looking to the future.
The American people have voted to make a new beginning.
We'll bring you complete coverage of the 1992 elections right here.
Clear and cold. It's 37 right now. KARN News Time, 6:45.
Little Rock, Senator Dale Bumpers wins re-election over preacher-turned-politician Mike Huckabee.
Little Rock, Arkansans overwhelmingly approved term limits for public officials.
Hollywood, celebrities played a bigger-than-ever role in this year's presidential campaign. We'll have a rundown of all the players in just a few.
This is Bob Harrison along with Ron Breeding. Joe Sobel's AccuWeather. Partly Clinton today with a high of 50. It's 37.
You said partly Clinton.
Yeah, Joe actually says mostly Clinton. 37 at KARN.
You already count on KARN to start your day with the news and information you need. Hi, Tracy Allen here, reminding you to count on KARN all day. While you're at work, we're on hourly with updates and reporters in the field following stories to their conclusions. In the afternoon, we steer you around the traffic jams with continuous reports from the streets. We tell you how the stock market did, what the weather is going to do, what went on while you were at work, and what's happening now. Join Mike Frontiero and me every weekday from 3 to 6 for the drive home on News Radio 920. KARN.
When it's decision time for your company's health coverage, you need the facts. Fact, American Healthcare Providers offers cost-effective health benefits to employers of all sizes, from the largest to those with as few as 5 employees. Fact, American Healthcare Providers can design a health benefits program to match your company's needs. And fact, American Healthcare Providers offers a wide choice of participating hospitals, physicians, and pharmacies to provide comprehensive service to their members. When you know the facts, you'll choose American Healthcare Providers. Call 221-3534.
What will Rush Limbaugh have to talk about the next 4 years? Find out, KARN News Time, 6:47.
Well, the new state senator for District 15 in western Pulaski County says he'll hit the ground running in the January legislative session. Republican Jim Keat already has some bills he's going to file.
I've already submitted a whole package of ideas to the Arkansas Education Association to help make our schoolroom safer for teachers. To focus on having alternative education programs for disruptive students so that we can make sure that the teachers have the right kind of environment in which to teach and the students to learn.
Keat defeated incumbent Democrat John Pagan in a bitter state Senate race yesterday. Arkansas's senior senator, Dale Bumpers, was reelected to a fourth term with a decisive victory over Republican Mike Huckabee. Bumpers said last night he believes government is changing for the better.
Today, the people of the nation are saying that they don't want another day squandered in turning this nation around. They want a new political code that is neither Democratic nor Republican, but American.
Republican challenger Mike Huckabee emotionally thanked campaign staffers last night for their work to try to unseat Bumpers.
I'm disappointed for you more than I am for myself tonight. The Lord will give us the strength and the courage to pick up the pieces and find some way to get on with life.
Bumpers was elected to a fourth term by a 60-40 margin, and Arkansans apparently don't want top state officials to spend too much time in office. Unofficial incomplete returns show that they approved the term limitations measure by about a 60-40 margin. The term limits measure would limit the governor and other constitutional officers to 2 4-year terms. In the state house, members could serve no more than 3 2-year terms. State senators would be limited to 2 4-year terms. Members of the U.S. House would be limited to 3 2-year terms, and the U.S. senators could serve no more than 2 6-year terms.
14 states went along with that, and the court challenges have got to be right around the corner.
Kidding.
KARN News Time, 6:49.
You hear a lot of car dealers these days talking about program cars, how much you can save. They're the program car headquarters, and so on and so forth. But a program car from Parker Cadillac isn't your everyday program car. As the Cadillac of Cadillac dealers, we only offer the finest cars, new, used, or program. That's why our program cars always have low mileage, usually under 10,000 miles, and none have ever had body work. They are the real cream puffs. In fact, out of the 5,000 available through the system each month, only about 24 meet our strict quality standards. And of course, each one has the remainder of the 4-year, 50,000-mile warranty. So if a new, used, or program Cadillac is in your future, stop by Parker, the number one customer service Cadillac dealer in the nation.
1700 North Shackleford Road, West Little Rock.
KRN Business News Time is 6:50. The Wall Street Journal Report is brought to us by Voicetel Enterprises. Voicetel's a franchise for the successful executive.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. Clinton, the economy and trade. I'm Ian McLeod. Details in a moment.
I think Voicetel is the perfect franchise for the 90s, the age of telecommunications.
When we say franchise, we're not talking auto mufflers or cha-ching fast food. We're talking upscale here, an executive's franchise.
It requires a minimum investment of $175,000, so you do have to be successful going in.
What makes Voicetel so special and so successful is that we're living in a time where information and speed of communication is more important than ever before. Voicetel is on the leading edge with the latest telecommunications services.
I was successful before, but I wanted to be even more successful. Simple as that.
Success Magazine ranks Voicetel as one of the top 10 business service franchises available today.
You know, Voicetel doesn't sell franchises. They award them to the most qualified candidate. Right now, they're searching for the one who's the perfect fit for this area.
If you really want to take control of your future, call Voicetel at 1-800-333-5510. That's 1-800-333-5510.
The economic woes Governor Clinton inherits include a huge deficit, worried consumers, and a trade gap. And in Tokyo, Jesper Kohl, economist at S.G. Warburg, says the Japanese are concerned about what Clinton's trade negotiators will be doing.
Are they going to be more in favor of managed trade? Is there going to be threats of outright protectionism? These are really the questions that are being asked here in Tokyo at the moment.
The U.S. share prices are mixed in Europe this morning after profit-taking knocked stocks lower in New York yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 9.75 points to 32.52.5. Foreign markets expected the Clinton win. They're marching to their own drummers. Stocks are mixed in London after a gain in Tokyo. The dollar's mostly lower in Europe. Gold's lower, but it's firming a little now. It's trading in London at $337.05 an ounce. That's down 80 cents from the New York spot close. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
KRN Business News continues at 6:52. Keith Weinstein from Merrill Lynch is with us this morning. Unconfirmed reports that Clinton's talking with Lou Graham about a cabinet post, Keith?
They don't let me in on that kind of business, you know. You wouldn't want to make any comments there.
What's up?
Well, actually, there's a lot of up and a lot of down. We had an interesting day yesterday in our Arkansas stocks. Three of the stocks that we follow reaching new 52-week closing highs. Baldor Electric up 1 1/8 to $30 a share, new closing high for them. Worthen up 1.5 to 23.5. During the middle of the day yesterday, Worthen got up as high as $24 a share on about 15 times its average daily volume. An unnamed investor apparently bought about 150,000 shares. That is a new 52-week closing high on Worthen. Good article in the Democrat this morning on that. Weyerhaeuser up 0.5 at 38.5. That's a new 52-week closing high for them. Other stocks that performed well included Dillard's up 0.5 at 43.75. Reynolds Metals up 1.375 at 50.75. USA Truck up 0.5 at 16.5. Declining issues. One sold off yesterday. AT&T off 0.75 to 43.375. Kroger off 0.375 at 13.25. Murphy Oil off 0.625 at 37. And Southwestern Bell dipping 1.125 to 66.375.
Might want to think about this, talk about it later on this morning. Any particular stocks from Arkansas that could benefit from a Clinton presidency?
Interesting that you bring that up. I'll see what I can get on that, but that would be a lot of speculation. I don't think it would be fair to mention one without mentioning all of them. If you think about it, the focus is going to be on Arkansas, and the eye is going to be on Arkansas here for the next few years, and possibly all the Arkansas-related stocks could do well.
Keith Weinstein from Merrill Lynch. KARN Rush Hour time is 6:54.
Hey, folks, a little bit about fear and ignorance on today's update coming right up.
A recent Wall Street Journal article about the cable TV business states that a dollar invested in the mid-70s is worth $800 today.